At first glance, the numbers look good. 93% of Wisconsin children were covered by insurance in 2004. Still, the number of kids without insurance rose by 6,000 last year to a total of 91,000. The Kids Count report blames the rise on Medicaid reforms and the increasing number of employers cutting back or eliminating insurance benefits. But the council's Martha Cranley says the solution isn't necessarily spending more on Badger Care or Medicaid. She says what's needed is closer attention to the quality of care those programs are providing. She says screening children for lead poisoning is a case in point.
Medicaid providers are being paid to do this, and yet only about 50% of the kids that are on Medicaid are actually being screened for lead poisoning. So when we think about the ways that docs shouldn't be improving their practice, I mean, one step in the right direction would just be making sure that they're following through on the stuff that they're already being paid for, specifically this.
The council's report also calls for closer monitoring of health care outcomes for low-income children, especially for conditions like chronic asthma.
The hospitalization rates of kids with asthma can be dropped significantly by really paying close attention to the kid's environment and having the same health care provider looking at that kid over time.
National experts will discuss ways to improve health care outcomes for low-income children at a public forum at UW-Madison on Friday. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.